Am I live, BBS? Am I live? Thank you so much. All right. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the conversation we just had with Unstoppable Love with Lauren and friends. And I was invited back. I was surprised about that. Didn't offend anybody and still got the message across.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, we just did a really lovely show. I know a lot of the listeners always ask us twin flame type questions, and we just spontaneously got interviewed about that, and quite lovely, intimate interview about ourselves. So I know some people might would have missed that because it wasn't on Q's regular shows. So anyway, it was the hour before this on Unstoppable Love with Lauren and friends. If you want to hear
that, I'm gonna have to remember that.
It was beautiful.
All right, this is Project Review with Q. Fill out your prescription subscriptions. We have people that want to help you. I assume you guys can figure out what the story is now. We're putting a lot of information out through other avenues. A lot of people are checking in and want to know what you want to do. Going around all the systems. Can't wait to go around systems and understand what we want to fulfill our lives with. You can call in and ask us any question you want, though. Any question. Mermaid will defer to me if she's not inspired, and so forth and vice versa. So anything you want to call in about, we'll see if the king of spelling can give us something today. But what did you get out of that? What did you get out? Don must love me. Ripping his kid apart. It's so good. He's such a lovely heart. When you get those kind of questions, doesn't it feel like our true purpose over and above the granular stuff we deal with?
Oh, definitely. I'm much more inspired to speak like that, like the interview we just had. That was just beautiful. Yeah.
So, you know, and one day they will take over all these radio shows if they're inspired, because they'll go, oh, I got it. Oh my gosh, that's right. So the knowledge that we're all getting, the natural knowledge we're getting, is going to be more, more common than not. You're seeing it even in your governments. They're going, wait a minute, we're doing everything wrong. And I thought we already got rid of George Bush. So anyway, let's take a call. I'm going to go to line four, Bo from Idaho on line four, Club Med, the Originals, and the Lion. This ought to be interesting. Bo, are you there?
Yes. Unlike the Witch, the Lion, and the Wardrobe, it's similar, I guess. How are you both today? It's so wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, great. Thank you. How are you?
After that last call, that was amazing, with Lauren and Zosha. I love them both so much. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you both about is, first of all, I want to say thank you to Kelly in Oregon and Beth in Washington for being so brave and talking about their legacy relationships with both of you. It gave me courage. So I just wanted to say thank you to both of them. About 2 years ago, I had a one-on-one call with Q, and a lot happened during that call, and I can't remember exactly when he said this in the call, but he said to me, finally, we found another one. I talked to him about the Lions. There was a call that he did with Antonio, May 10th, 2022, I think that's right. And Antonio was talking about asking Q if he was a lion. And Q said, close. And so they got to the point where Antonio had a lion as a best friend. And when I spoke to Q, I said, as soon as you started talking about that, my heart just swelled, and I got tears, because I have had lions throughout my, what I thought at that time was lifetimes, but now I know it's all occurring at the same time. And then I told Q, when he talked about the palace and being in the atrium, all of us together, just chatting and collaborating together, I knew that I was home. So my question is, Q talked about a few times about how this planet Earth was like Club Med before, when it was a light planet, and that we used to come here for vacation, if you will, because it was so beautiful and we just loved it so much. And I have memories, if you want to call it a memory, because it's omnipresent, of being one of the people Q talked about that got trapped here. I know I've been with this beautiful planet for a very long time. And I also, long ago, read a book called The Prism of Lyra, and it talked about how beings came through Lyra into this part of the universe, and from there they went out. And I guess I'm asking, but I already know. I know the answer is yes. I feel like I was one of the ones that was trapped here, one of the 3,000 ISBEs that Errol spoke about coming back for, and being in a soul cage for a very, very long time. And I don't really know if that's really a question. Oh, but I need to tell you about the lion part. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Don't forget that question. Has she given me enough that I can help her? Or does she need to give me more information? What do you think?
I don't know what the question is yet, so maybe let her keep going.
Okay, I'm going to give you what's normal for us to come in as groups, wave of light, whatever you want, in the Club Med model. We would create a palace system where we shared it. So many of the palaces left over in the Middle East, it wasn't the king's palace. The king just helped in some capacity, whether it's digging ditches or growing date palms. We all had a role. We didn't have hierarchical systems. So that was very normal. Go ahead, please.
I do have a question. Did you get, I painted the picture of the palace like I told you in that one-on-one, and I sent it to you in email. It's been a while.
It's completely accurate, and I helped you that day to remember a little bit, so I can give you imagery without manufacturing a thought, because I'm going through. So you have enough association with source light that you're going to get that information naturally from you, not forced down your head.
Right, exactly. It's an inspired intention. That's what I felt like that was. So the bit about the lion is, you might recall a couple of weeks ago I called in about the schnauzer. And last night we were lying in bed together, and you also said to me about, did you intend the being, or did you intend that the physicality or the visuality of a schnauzer? And it was actually the being. And I told you also a couple weeks ago that I used to have another schnauzer long ago. His name was Smidgen. And this is the same dog. Well, the bit about the lion is, I told you in the one-on-one that I knew that my lion and Antonio's lions were friends, and they were playing together. I remember us sitting on the banks of the river by the palace and our lions playing together, and this is the same being as that lion was.
Oh, wow.
That's correct.
Beautiful. Yeah.
You're correct. That only took 2 years. Good job.
Oh my God.
Great job. Yeah, so typically, again, we come in as a group, and regardless of location, don't put your stamp on Earth as the primary, but we develop a mutually understood society, so to speak, or tribe. It doesn't really matter what we are. We just work together very well and understand each other very well. And all your relationships are turning into that. And all the relationships you don't want are starting to fall away now. So that's my great encouragement. Do you have any other questions?
I don't really. I don't think there really was a question in there, but I just love you both so much. And Mermaid, I've swam with you before.
Mermaid, you did what?
I've swam with Mermaid before. I know we've been together as mer people under the ocean.
Mermaid goes, was that one of our kids? What do you think I told her? What's it feel like?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That memory, it's so funny. I remember all of that in this life and in that life. The date you said of that interview with Antonio, I actually remember because I was passive. I wasn't talking on the radio then, but I was sitting there with them for that show talking about the Lions. I so remember it because you said the date. So I actually remember where we were at that time. And I remember him uncovering a lot of his memories. And that one, that just took me right back there as well when you said that, the beautiful sort of palace sort of setting on the water and the Lions as our you know, protectors and our best friends. And he was our son playing down by the water with his lion, and so were you with yours. So that's so beautiful. I love it.
Great job. And that's a great model or example of how everyone's getting their knowledge back. And I thank you for being so brave. It's tough for a lot of people to hear this, like, okay, say what? So this reincarnation story is getting a little wacky. But that's how it works, everyone. Hope that helps. Thank you so much, Bo. Keep calling in. It helps so many people.
I will. Thank you both. I love you both.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. That was as usual. Thank you for the call. As usual, Bo never disappoints. Let's see. Okay, Robin, I'll get to you next, but I'm going to go to John first. John from Vancouver, Canada, on line two, assuming it's Canada. Can we visit other timelines either through dreams or fully transition into them? John, are you there on line two?
Yes, I am. Hi, Q. Hi, Mermaid.
Hi.
Yeah, so Q, we had a one-on-one a few years ago. At that time, I'd asked a whole bunch of questions, but one of them was about my son who's really troubled. And he passed away last July. So I was wondering about timelines. There's other timelines. Is he still alive in other timelines? And if yes, like, is there a way I can visit him through dreams?
Okay, great question. So your son, because of the work you did with him, knew how to leave here? So he's not on the planet currently, but he could have the choice to come back.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but he can support you if you want to coalesce with him. I don't believe it's necessary, but yeah, he was able to get out of, we worked really hard to get this mesh network broken out. So it has tons of holes in it. Especially back then, it was just an all-on war to get you freed up and stop the moon from keeping us in here. There's still a lot of work to do, but certainly your son can always choose to come back. But I wouldn't call him your son anymore. I'd call him maybe a mentor to you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, that's it. That was great. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Love you.
He's very, very much free now, so that can put you at peace, I'm sure. I hope.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Well, that's getting more common, isn't it? We have a couple of PRQ folks that we take on calls with. Want to know if grandma made it through the mesh network, and it's more common than not now. And anyway, all right, Thomas, we need some callers now. Start calling somebody, Thomas. Ooh, I didn't get permission to say his name on the radio. Oh, well, too late. Robin from Michigan on line three, holding dolphin frequency. Are you there, Robin? Robin on line three. Robin is
I'm
on
here.
Line three. Okay.
I'm here.
Land Patnick of Michigan is here. What a hot shot. I'm going to show off again today.
Oh, it's so good to connect with you again. I miss you, really, truly.
Thank you. I have a question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Thank you for calling in. I didn't have anything to talk about today anyway.
I seriously doubt that. So I've been doing a lot of work on myself, and I've been doing some work with Stuart Swerdlow, as you know, and one of the books that he referred to me was The True Reality of Sexuality. And I have found out that I am the dolphin frequency. So I have a question in regard to what he means by the dolphin frequency archetype at the pineal gland in the royal blue during the sex act that causes the automatic shifting of the energies to the hyperspace level in such a way that you feel totally like a non-physical energy and completely protected. Okay, so he goes on to say that, or the book says, that it enhances the thought form of the projection of it, the thought form as it is projected at the moment of the orgasm. So when he's talking about thought form, isn't that the same as mind energy? And are we supposed to be, like, in mind energy when we're at that moment? Or am I interpreting it incorrectly? Could you elaborate on that?
Thanks for letting my brother and I get in a fight. Thanks a lot. Okay, so let me see if I can clean this. Because the English language is tough, really tough. And so I'm just going to change the words a little bit. I'm going to agree with most of that, except direct. So the reason he's correct and the English language is wrong is because we don't have words to understand. The reason we were in the programs and abducted as kids is because they knew we had more horsepower. So we know we have less restrictions in DNAs. So they abduct us. They put us in all the programs because we can use our light to go anywhere in the universe. Well, he's saying the same thing, but now he can direct light coming into him at that moment. What you use it for, how you use it is up to you. I struggled with those definitions as well, but it's a play on words for me because I want this to happen, is what you're saying, when you're at a climax, and I'm saying that's not really, you're focusing on outcomes, not creating, making outcomes. So it's very tricky words. It's envisionment from our heart. We're just bringing in more light and then recognizing it in our visual aspect of ourselves. So we're seeing what we are, our purposes when we direct our light, so to speak. So don't get too hung up on the words. Many, many people get stolen their light energy when they have an orgasm and say, I want a brand new car, things like that. So it's incredibly healing if you can balance the two. The brain is very tricky. So if you wanted to work with the brain, in most cases, it's just about recognizing it in the brain. So treat it like a projector for you. Here's a tool. Put one finger behind your forehead and the other finger, you can use the index finger, put one finger on your forehead. And if you want to use his T-bar exercise, you can see the video. You might have to practice. And sometimes you do circles. You can see the video you want to see. So it's really not necessary to do it that way, but it is a tool because you're bringing more light in you. And certainly the mermaid and I have used it for healing and stabilizing and balancing.
Yeah, so you're definitely not thinking like you know to be wary of. You're not thinking. you're just feeling what you love or what you'd love to see or what inspires you, and that's through your heart energy.
Yeah.
Not thinking.
Now, if you're procreating recreationally, this is, I'll throw it all out the window. That's where I might disagree with Stuart. Now, this is the most important thing, though. If you're going to talk to him again, can you ask him one question on behalf of me? For me?
Sure. Has he gotten any what?
Singing lessons.
I don't really get to talk to Stuart, unfortunately. But, you know, also he does go on to say that the dolphin frequency.
Anyway,
go ahead,
accurate. He's very accurate with the definitions, though. And that's very common here. Okay. There is a lot of mer people who are now mammalians here and for many different reasons.
So he goes on to say with the dolphin frequency, it enhances the strong mental and emotional connection between the partners to such a degree that they can even know what each other thinks and feels. And that kind of sounded what you guys were talking about in the previous show. So
no one's going to survive the mermaid being here. She's here. We're all dust.
So does that mean you guys are a dolphin frequency in is there a reason why they categorize the frequencies in relation to the reality of sexuality?
Correct. So the stories about Neptune and Little Mermaid are all true.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your answer.
Your reading are true, but all of that is true.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And good to hear from you again, Mermaid.
You too. Such beautiful questions. Love it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, thank you as well, Robin. Oh, thank God. Got to stop using that term, huh? So that would open some dialogue in the future, I would assume. What do you think about taking break? I don't see any other callers, so I think we took care of business today. We've been at it. Half hour, I've been at it for 5 hours and never mind. Just kidding. I love you guys. Thank you so much for calling Project Review with Q. And I'm just so blessed to have you guys calling in and bugging BBS. They never get any phone calls in that place. Rob from Burlington, Canada, on line two. Entities being released from Earth. Rob from Burlington, are you there?
I am. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, good, good. Just putting down the maple syrup.
That's the best.
I screwed that up. I should have done a mining or logging joke. Or how the Canucks doing? They're not doing very good as usual. Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Well, it's great to have you guys both on. Hi, Mermaid.
Hi. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. I was actually thinking of you because it was funny. It was like synchronistic. I was walking down the street and I saw this flyer on the ground and it was torn in half. And I guess it probably said summer camp, but where it was torn, it just had mer, the last M-E-R. It said mer camp. And I was like, oh, I'm sure you guys will have mer camps one day on the ocean.
Yeah, we're planning on that for sure.
That's cute.
Definitely the birthing stuff intrigues us.
Yeah, I actually, this summer I went down, like, I only live half an hour away from Lake Ontario, and there's a little beach. It's not massive or anything. It's kind of hidden, and the locals nobody really goes swimming there, and I would go there every day, and I said, you know what, like, I would go walking up to my knees, and then I said, I'm just going to start swimming here. Like, I don't see anybody else. There's no sign saying that you can't, and so I started going swimming probably out of 7 days a week. And slowly other people were like, oh, well, we've never swam down there. And I saw one guy every day and he's like, you've inspired me to go. I'm going to go jump in on my birthday. And so it was actually kind of funny because it was like, I was nervous to go because nobody else was going. But then as soon as I started going, everybody's like, well, we should go too.
Yeah. Of course, a Canadian's polar bearing, even if it's summer, it's still different temperature. Although you spent, you know, there's pretty good lakes up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. There's a lot of great lakes. Anyway, what are you playing with today? How can we help you?
Well, Well, I was wondering, I was listening to a Ron Amatron show last night, and he was talking about how entities being one of the biggest problems here on Earth, because, you know, the emotional bodies of people when they pass on stick around and jump in and body hop and all that stuff. And I was just, he was saying that the aliens were interfering with that, those bodies should go back to the Earth spirit and the Earth spirit would dissolve them or whatever, but the aliens were blocking that, or it had before. And so I was wondering if that's still going on, and if entities are still such a big problem and kind of thing, or if it's kind of changed since that, because that show was, I forget when it was, but it was not a recent one.
Anyone?
Are you guys there?
Now I am. Nothing but fun and games. We love the games. Please, wherever we left off.
You didn't hear my question?
Did not. Please, thanks.
Okay. So I was listening to a Ron Amatron show last night, and he was talking about entities, emotional bodies of people after they pass on, staying stuck on Earth, and the aliens had blocked, you know, the ability for the Earth to reabsorb it or the Earth spirit to take them back. And so entities were, you know, one of the biggest problems here, body hopping into people, causing all kinds of trouble. And I was just wondering if that has changed, if like the emotional bodies of people after they pass on are able to, you know, be reabsorbed or leave here now, or if that is different.
Yeah, for the most part, that was the purpose of the cloning systems. A lot of them, I've gone on record in China and other places, if I can get enough population. So if you look at the volume of entities leaving, they're running out of, for lack of a better definition, a very compartmentalized statement that's incomplete. But if you were to look at the outside in here, you're losing so many spirits now because they're able to get out of here. You can't populate all the bodies that are here. And by choice, they're getting savvier when they pass away, for lack of a better term, transfer, that now we have no way to backfill a population. So count, if you could count how many people are being born and how many people are passing on, that number is completely upside down now. And go ahead and use word clone as we don't have anyone to procreate and make a light being and steer society. And the whole goal with the aliens, for the most part, is to steer society and systems, and everything here is alien in modern life. I use the Senate as your most obvious. Most senators are alien for the most part, because they're using complete thought and can be abducted in a domed building with an antenna on it. So they'll be infused with a lot of alien thoughts. Whereas the light being that may have been in them, they're way gone. And so how am I going to, and they can leave, and they can leave their body while they're a senator because they may have been enlightened. Or otherwise. So everyone has a chance to leave right now if they wanted to, and I'm not endorsing leaving. I'm just saying we're far more capable now to sustain life here than we were. Not a great place yet by any means. But the dimensional reality that you pick now is displacing all of the words you used. So you're able to choose a life you would like here, where they don't interact with you, what you're saying, negative entities. You're not even associating with them because you're going to the lake and taking a swim.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I just wanted to add.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to add, in relation to the original question, though, there's definitely, that's still a very prevalent issue here on Earth. The entities are everywhere, and within most people, an entity attachment is pretty much our thoughts being abducted. That means we have someone messing with our head, which is an entity. So when a perfectly happy person, just as we all would know, you know, feels down and out one day and a bit depressed and worried about everything or fearful, they obviously know, you know, we know that's not us, that's not our true self, that's our mind being taken over, that would be an entity within the person. So just to remind everyone, because we were supposed to say this, I remember, to not get too relaxed, just to keep, you know, remembering that these entities are everywhere, and when we feel them come through, to make sure to do the commands to destroy them. Because you can get rid of them really easily, but they are everywhere and they love to jump into the human body.
Yeah, and I would associate mind. It's a pattern. It's a comfy shoe, the way we used to think, and we go back to it from time to time. And you had 2,000 years to install this pattern recognition system. Yeah. And that's really the deliberation I would ask us to look at. If you go to, I know I've said it on the radio a few times, but if you go to Eva's One, the image that I suggest everyone buy, it will have the symmetry to teach you the knowledge I just explained in a far more progressive way. And that is an image that she created called the Sea of Joy. And that proves the separation from the dimensional reality that you participate in is now your choice. So you're separated. It's not that they're stuck here with us and we have to live with them. It's you're now choosing if you're going to participate with them or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you government in the future? Why do you have it? Are you going to get a driver's license again? What for? It's all alien technology. Birth certificates, identity, all the rules here are all hierarchical systems that you are indoctrinating is where the entities live. They live at the DMV. I'm sorry. Men in Black wasn't too far off.
You know, what's funny is I started noticing those things that, like, after listening to you guys and you know, doing the commands and listening to Ron's shows. And you go through stages because, you know, I had one the other day, like, where I was like, oh my God, like, you start noticing it. You know, at first you listen to some of Ron's work and you don't quite understand it. And then you keep doing it over and over. And I was listening to one a day probably for the past 2 years. And then you start seeing it in real life. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. I was walking by a group of people and they're talking and their dogs are on their leashes and their dogs come running over to me. And it's like, the people didn't even look over. And I was like, I looked up at them and like their dogs are, you know, and I'm saying hi to the dogs and the people didn't even look over me. And I was like, I don't even know if those people can see me or if like, I'm not even in the same reality as them. Like they didn't even faze them that their dogs were, you know, trying to run away and talk to somebody, you know?
Yep, we know that very well, that feeling.
Yeah. The best test I've practiced and practiced with many people is the glitching out is my favorite fun time in public. Is if I do want to go to organizational alignment for entity attachments, I can go to a construct and look them in the eye, and they just, and I realized, and I'm cloaking myself. I'm not using a lot of abilities, and they cannot look in the eye for very long. They're really having a tough time staying with us. Run away, basically. Anger, fear is pretty common. What are you looking at me for? When we look at each other and just love it. So they're uncomfortable with us for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Even people that I know that usually look at me in the eyes, like if they've gone somewhere and I feel like they don't realize that they're picking up entities and stuff. And then we have a conversation about something and it's like, they don't look up at me. And I'm like, this person got entities in them right now or something, because it's like, usually we're looking eye to eye and it's like, they're looking down at the ground kind of thing. And it's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any other questions?
That one was about it. I think I always have questions, but as I talk, if there's other people on, I definitely want them to be able to come through. But I wanted, if you could tell us, I remember you said once that you thought you would write one letter and it would all be over. What would that letter have sounded like, if you could share that with us?
It's cute. Come on. Do you know what Q means in the universe?
Like a squawking, like we need help here.
Yeah, it's an emergency distress signal.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's not standard for the entire universe, but for the most part, most galaxies and universe would know that. And Dolores Cannon did a pretty good job of explaining that, but she didn't go to detail how it works. But yep, that's what Q's for.
Nobody knew that.
I know. What's going on there? You holding out on us, Rob?
Well, I had, like, you know, you mentioned about getting our memories back, and I had a friend, you know, I think she was my twin flame. I knew she was my twin flame because we spoke, but she didn't recognize me as that. And I, like, when I heard her voice, I was like, oh my God, I'm home. Like, that's all I said. And we were reading Dolores Cannon together, even though she lived on the other side of the planet. But it was interesting because she asked me, like, we were talking about past lives and everything. And this is what I said. I said, I said, I don't really care about my past lives because I feel like I've been everyone and everything. And, like, the only thing that matters to me is right now. And so even though I didn't have per se all my memories, it's like when I see people, it's like, I feel like I know that I was probably that person in a different life or currently or whatever it is, right? But it's like, how do you explain that to people, right?
Yeah, and that's why it's so easy for us to see the darks and start doing the work. And I was, where do I start? The U.S. military would ask me, well, got to start somewhere. So we just dug in and picked a battle. And I picked this silo, obviously. The real term of the letter is we can see us. And my full name is not my full name. It's when we get here, we create a name for me so that we can say we can see us, meaning there is light here, because it's a very vast area. And this is a very Nowhereville place. It's way out here in Nowhereville. And so if I can create the frequency back to the light ship, was also a call out to many other galaxies. So that's why we chose that. And the harmonics of that letter are very unmistakable, and they do not have a consonant like a T or an S. Is a very, very tough letter for me. So Q, yes, and then the canceling the emergency system is Q. So you may have remembered somebody saying Q a lot. Anyway.
So that negates it.
That stops it. Yeah. Okay, and who knows? I got a lot of stories there, but I'm going to go on to another caller. Is that okay, Rob?
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking my call. It was great to speak with you guys. I love you guys. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for the great questions. Lots of love.
Yeah, my love to you, Rob. Thank you for the call. Yeah. All right. Rob never disappoints. He's a trooper, man. Yeah. He's going, wait a minute, I did see that. Wait a minute, you're an octopus. Not a fan of the octopus people. They like mermaids. Let's see, where are we at? Nine Miller from Oregon on line three. That name better be right, BBS. I got to catch him today. Recognizing light, a being in an animal. This will be a good one for mermaid. Nine Miller, are you there?
I am. Oh, I said
does that
last time too.
Does that mean you have a nine millimeter?
Oh, no. No. It's a nickname.
All right. I'm good with it. Good with it.
No, it's my real name is The Nye, but people don't say it, so I just go with the flow. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, and I get so nervous in the preparation to figure out how to ask a question. I'm sorry I'm not that eloquent with words, it seems. But I have a new horse that is in my life, and when I spoke to you before, I had said I want to learn. I hope. Do you hear me?
Oh, I can. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I had mentioned how much I really wanted to learn more from horses. I've been with them for so long, but I'm just starting to really learn. And this horse showed up, and when we looked into each other's eyes, I felt something I'd never experienced before with a horse. And and I feel there is something so dramatically different. I wondered, are light beings inside of some animals that we might encounter? I feel he's teaching me so much. And I want to honor and respect him and learn from what he's trying to teach me. You had also talked about horses, but was cut off in the conversation. And I wondered, what was the special thing you wanted to say about horses?
Okay, I'll fill in for a minute here. I don't know, so he can get back to what, I don't know what that was about the horses, but yeah, okay. Light beings definitely can be in animals. Yes, you're correct with that. We experience that ourselves in our life.
Max Steele and myself, we got to witness several healings with an individual called Little Pony. And this individual lived in Northern California and would do conversations. But we're careful to not embellish how you talk to a horse because they're so sensitive. Their relationships are extreme. So we would love to have a bunch of animals, but we have too much respect and appreciation for being dedicated because they're absolutely all in when they make a relationship with you. So that's your explanation of light. Yeah, that's your explanation of a light being. You let them down. They're never gonna let you around them again. You get one chance, you know, mm-hmm. and they live a very long time. Now, mm-hmm. will they forgive you? Absolutely. But you won't be as close to them if you don't spend all that nurturing time. And that's how Little Pony would heal the horses, mm-hmm. is really look into their being, knowing that Little Pony was there to help. And Little Pony had to ask permission to heal because obviously mm-hmm. has to develop a relationship and then do the healing work regardless of the healing. So yes is the answer.
Well, are you saying Little Pony was a pony?
Little Pony went by a nickname, so the identity was hidden because we did radio work with Little Pony. And so, anyway, I'm giving you a hint that you might be able to find Little Pony.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
because they definitely listen to the show. And a brilliant individual, by the way.
It would be the joy of my life to be able to learn from a horse. And then this particular animal is extremely sensitive when I touch him. And he turns his head and he sticks his lip out and he's showing me a massage or where he wants to be touched, but it's so sensitive. I've never experienced that before. And he is all in, and I want to give him just as much back.
Yeah. One of the suggestions I've utilized over the years is practice with multiple animals. Try the same thing with a rooster. Okay. Follow me. No, I'm not being flip here. Just follow me. Then go to a cat and spend time maybe once a day, twice a day. And then do it with a dog, do it with a pig, whatever. And you'll see, dogs have a frequency that you can't talk to unless they allow you. Well, horses are the same thing. They have their own communication channel. They are not going to give you any information unless you trust them. So dogs are different than cats, and cats are different than dogs and horses, etc. So they all have a band that they won't let you in if you're not their friend, whereas we let everything in, and that's why we have auras poison us. They don't have an aura like we do, and that's why they're generally healthier than us, and they don't have a lot of stress unless we put it on them.
Well, I went, I have such a bad signal inside, so I walked outside hoping that I could speak, and then all the animals were so loud, I had to go sit in my car because the chickens, as soon as I come near, of course, they are have a lot to say. So I do have roosters and chickens, and they're very good friends of mine, and I will be more observant.
Am I getting lucky, or do I know something?
Oh, man. I know you do. I know you do.
You could have picked any animal.
Pardon me?
All right. Great call. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
No, thank you. It was I had such a simple thought, and I'm sorry it's not very fantastic, but I thank you so much for helping me, and I'm going to experiment and learn. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I think we got time for one more before I get kicked off here. Lola from Baltimore on line one, the Men in Black. And okay, I got three other callers I'll get to. Lola from Baltimore on line one, the Men in Black at the MVA. Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. You there, Lola? Typing. No, Lola. Looks like Lola dropped. Very good. Let's do, okay, we did Kelly from Michigan on line four, Seeing a Dove. See if I can get to you, Kerry. I'll work hard here.
All right. Hi, Q.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you.
Also,
Kelly, would you?
One, let you know, I did do the public posting, step two, autographed it, and it's been a couple of weeks now.
And that is in Michigan? And Robin?
It is in Michigan.
All right. Robin's a way shower, huh?
Yep. We've been supporting each other.
Right on.
And
what's your question?
The county records office was very, very helpful. So my question is, in 2020, I had a lot of really bizarre things happen. I could ask many things based on that event. But the one I want to ask you about is after the end of a few weeks, I was literally blowing up electronics during that time frame. And as things kind of started to normalize, I remember driving down the road at night. It happened to be December 14th, if that means anything. And driving down the road, in front of me, I saw a whole bunch of leaves. And those leaves started coming together, and they came into a form of what I would say was like a dove. And as I was driving in my car, the dove turned like a golden light color, and I was afraid I was going to hit it. And just as I was about to hit it, it disappeared. I was just wondering if you have any comments on that.
Yes, thank you. This is fun today. Okay, so because you're living at a higher frequency, you're now, so you're living in a construct that was created. If we look at the standard dimension that we've been taught, so when we look at that event, you're now dancing with the other frequencies and or other dimensions, elemental level, if you like. I don't like calling them levels, but we're using the English language. So you became so heart-centered, you're light as a daisy. Mermaid, don't even ask her to be on time for anything, as an example, because her so high frequency, myself included, we're just kind of dancing with you. We do our best to be on time for stuff, but in most cases, we say we don't want to do it. And I'm being a little facetious. It's more common to be on the other elemental sides, and that's what you witnessed. And then you came right back because you were late.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty amazing. I have many, many, many stories,
works.
But thank you.
That's pretty much out. Any other questions?
Nope, not right now. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. All right, Kerry, let's see if we can get to you before I get kicked off here. I don't know what line that is. BBS, let me make sure I can find it again. Machines. Kerry from Florida on line six. Twin flame model, how awesome it is. Would also like to show their gratitude. Kerry from Florida on line six. Are you there, Kerry?
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How are you?
Super,
hi,
super
mermaid.
Sweet.
Great.
Hello.
I just want to say, life is so awesome. Thank you so much. You answered so much of my questions today from months of questions. I should have just called in and asked, I know. So I'm just excited and happy that everything me and my husband went through all these years, I have no doubt now you've answered everything, and we are so happy. We thought something was wrong with us. Because we were so in love all the time and doing crazy stuff together and just having an amazing time. And of course there's ups and downs. We have children, but it was so amazing, and we never seen a relationship like ours out there. So now I understand why. And I just want to tell you guys, I love you and thank you for that show today. That helped us.
I know. They won't leave our side, will they?
If I could write a book of the lifetime that my husband and I have had together, it would explain some of this twin flame stuff. It's just amazing. And the power that comes with it of love, it's just amazing. Thank you, guys. For whoever created that model, thank you, right?
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, how long have you been together?
Since 2007. I try not to calculate time, but...
Sure. Now, here's how you can test yourself. I still feel the same way as day one. Is that fair to say?
Yes, but it seems kind of unfair because sometimes it gets way stronger. It's like, how could it be this good even after 20 years, right?
Let's say it's grown.
Yeah, it definitely does. And sometimes you just stop yourself and go, you want to just look at each other in the eyes? Just throw everything out the door for me. And you got tons to do. And you just go, can I just look at you? And you feel retarded, right? Your friends go, God, you're weird.
Well, yeah, what's funny is we were listening to you not too long ago when you said on the show, oh, I know everything you're doing. And me and my husband looked at each other and we were like, oh my gosh. Wonder if he knows that we stop in between each show and we stop in the forest as much as possible and mark our territory. Oh, it's just funny.
Fun of me with the St. Nicholas thing. That was a good gag on me. I don't understand. That should have been a little more creative. I mean, what? Like Santa's going to wear red. Come on. Because you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. So I can't even have that identity. I can't even have that one.
Watching you, man. I was watching.
I couldn't be Jesus because I don't look at the picture on the candles in Mexico. I can't even be Santa Claus. They got all the bases covered.
Oh, my gosh. So you know all of our hidden spaces all over, you know, Florida, right?
So the difference is I'm neutral all the time. And so the granular, like I was working with the PRQ team, everyone always asks me that. How does it work? It's like a filing cabinet. So if I want to go look at an area topic here on the planet, I use the filing cabinet. So I can see all of us here, but I don't work on it. The way our bodies work here, it's not very in conducive. But outside of here, it's far more robust. They're kicking me off, Carrie, but keep us abreast, literally and figuratively. Yes. Love you,
we Carrie. Love you guys.
Lots of love to you and your husband. Bye.
All right. We've got some 20s out there. The group in Wisconsin, I'm waiting to hear from her. They're 20s too. It's funny when I discovered them. I don't know if you remember that. I think we were in Canada that year. But anyway, everyone that called in, my great love to you. Thank you for the people.space. Keep grinding on the material, everyone. It's tough work, I know, but it'll get you caught up if you're lagging there. BBS Radio, you're killing it for us, and I appreciate you so much. Mermaid, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everybody. Lots of love to you all.
A great day to you all, and my great, great love to you all. Good day.